find out if you've made the Christmas charts tomorrow with your song. Are you feeling hopeful?
Well, we certainly put some effort in. If anyone's seen our crazy TikTok films and stuff, we've tried to give it a good go, and I was very delighted to go on to Loose Women and to sing with the Young Carers Choir and the Bath Philharmonia our song Love Is Enough. If you can download it before the final moment, you might help us get into the charts. Yeah, I'm realistic, right? We're up against some commercial and brilliant talent. But it's been fun, you know. And the key thing for me wasn't whether we get to number one or not, it was raising the issue of young carers. You know, here in Kingston, we have the brilliant Kingston Carers Network and their Young Carers Project looking after these amazing young people who look after their loved ones, and sometimes, you know, are working almost like a full-time job as well as school, looking after family members. And so raising awareness of them, local projects like Kingston Carers Network, was what the whole exercise was about. And I asked the Prime Minister about support that government could provide to young carers. They're often forgotten, but it's so important we get behind them. Not least because of their education. You know, they miss out so much. And the evidence is that young carers often, you know, late at school or sometimes can't attend because they're looking after mum or their dad. There's a quite high dropout rate from college and university amongst young carers because they're worried about their relative back at home. So I'm absolutely passionate that we provide more. And I think this song at Christmas, Love Is Enough, hopefully it puts a smile on people's face and makes people more aware of what these amazing young people are doing.
Well, that leads on to my next question. How did the idea for the single come about? Obviously, you're trying to raise money for young carers, but why a song?
Well, complicated. Back in February this year, the widow of my former choir master sent a little tape, one of those old-fashioned tapes, of me singing a solo in 1978 when I was 13. It was a solo in St. John's Carrington Church because I was in the choir there, and I was singing In the Bleak Midwinter. And it was quite weird hearing myself sing with that very high voice. And I showed it to my team and played it to my team. They thought that was both a bit funny and a bit heartwarming. And we thought, should we do something with this? And obviously we had to focus on the election. And then after that, we said, well, what are we going to do? And we met this Young Carers Choir and the Bath Philharmonia, who do this project with young carers, early in the year. And we thought maybe we could do something with them. We thought maybe we could mash together that old recording with them singing In the Bleak Midwinter. But then they showed us this song that they had written themselves, the Young Carers had written, Love Is Enough. And the beautiful lyrics really spoke to me, because I was a young carer as a teenager. I looked after my mum when she was terminally ill with cancer for 3 years. And the lyrics of the song really reminded me of what it was like. So I was captivated by it. And we said, look, could we sing this song with you? I'm very much in the chorus, by the way. My voice isn't that good these days. So it's all the young carers singing the wonderful solos. So that's how it came about.
I was going to say, how did you find your singing voice, and how does it compare now to that video you heard of yourself many years ago?
It's a lot lower and not so nice to listen to. I didn't have a bad voice when I was a teenager, and I enjoyed singing. I enjoy singing now. I belt it out when I'm at church or whatever. I don't think people want to record my voice. I don't think I'm going to be have a follow-up album, put it like that.
And what was it like being in a recording studio? I mean, I don't know if you go to a recording studio very often, but I can imagine it's quite different from your day to day.
Oh, yeah. We basically had a day in Bath where we did some of the filming and we did some recording. It took a lot longer than I expected. I thought it might be there, you know, do it in an hour, but it was about 6 hours. There were professional people doing it. They really knew what they were doing. And I think the actual version, if people listen to it on either iTunes or Amazon or, you know, Spotify or wherever, I think people will, hopefully, they'll be impressed. I was certainly impressed by how well they put it together. And it was just fun spending time with these amazing young people. They were quite inspiring.
And how did you find the whole thing? Was it enjoyable? Did you feel nervous?
I wasn't nervous. I was just enjoying working with these amazing young people and singing. And Love Is Enough is quite a song. So I hope people enjoy it as much as I did.
Could this be a potential new career path for you?
I don't think there'll be a follow-up album somehow. I haven't noticed music impresarios knocking down my door.